Hi, I knew you were going to do something. Hi, I'm Crystal Kula, lead coordinator of MVP Days, and I'm here again today with Dave Kula, Microsoft MVP,
It's actually the
technical
same. It's
evangelist,
actually
and author.
the same day. If you watch the last few episodes back to back to back, we're still wearing the same clothes.
But we're recording them in separate episodes.
Yes.
So it might be a new day to you.
That's right.
All right, so today we are here to introduce
Channel 9 buddy stacking.
more Channel 9 buddy stacking,
That's right.
as well as a video.
That's my MVP skill, actually. I'm asking to change. Simran, if you're out there and you're watching, I'd like to change to Channel 9 buddy stacking as my MVP competency, please.
I don't think that's one that's listed.
We can create it.
Why not? You
We
are Dave.
can do anything.
That's right. Okay, so today we're going to introduce a video that you did
Am I
out.
affecting your timelines?
Yes, you are. In Mountain View, California. At
Yes.
the Grid Store head office.
Yes, I was lucky enough to be invited to come down to Mountain View. And we were able to get some time this time with the CEO of
George,
Grid Store.
I
Just
was
so
going
you
to say
get,
it wrong. George Simons.
just so you guys know, that's the chief executive officer. He's like a really important dude at the company.
Jeez.
And so also very smart guy.
Yes,
Really smart guy.
absolutely.
And so we actually caught George at the office, not in a fishing net or anything like that. We
Snagged him the snare.
snagged him. We snagged him. He had just recently returned from one of the industry flash conferences because GridStore, as a hyper-converged leader,
Not hyperverged.
not hyper-converged, that's a new section of the Magic Quadrant that we figured out in the last video. As a leader in all-flash infrastructure, hyper-converged infrastructure, they're really on the bleeding edge of all these new technologies and stuff. So George was actually speaking at this flash conference. And
Excellent.
so he had a ton of amazing insight that we were able to discuss to see where Flash was going,
My moth is back.
to see where Flash was going in the data center.
Excellent. So the future of Flash is
It's not to be confused with Back to the Future.
not Flash to the future.
It's not Flash to the Future. It could be Flash to the Future.
Flash of the future.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
So the speeds of the flash technology that's coming out are just absolutely blow my mind. So take a guess as to how much faster flash technology is going to be.
Five times.
No more. Way more.
10 times.
No, way more.
100 times.
Way more.
1,000 times.
Exactly. So new releases that just came out from Intel are stating that the new NAND drives that are coming out are going to take and be 1,000 times faster than the fastest flash on the market today. Now, that's not really going to be viable in the data center and in the enterprise for a while because the price point is going to be so kind of astronomical that we're not really going to be able to afford
People
that.
love paying for that.
I love to go and pay extra money for stuff as well. So, yeah, me
But
too.
just like anything, I mean, this what we have now used to be so expensive that it was not affordable to put in your data center.
Exactly.
So, I mean, give it another few years and it'll be the norm,
Yeah, and
the standard.
unlike the t-shirt that I'm wearing, which shows kind of an upward incline, if I flipped upside down right now, which Crystal said I'm not allowed to do on
You
camera,
don't want to see that.
what would happen is you'd see a decline, and that's what's happening. That's why I'm an MVP. And that's what's happening with flash prices today. And it's becoming more affordable in the industry. I'm just going to tell you guys something. I live my days so that I can actually do this to her. She's speechless. And if you know Crystal, that's pretty rare for her to be speechless.
I almost want to see you stand on your head now.
All right.
Okay, so let's go straight into that video. This is Dave Kula speaking with George Simons, CEO of Grid Store.
All right, I'm pretty sure we're live. Are we live?
I think we're live.
All right, I think it's time to get going then.
Go for it.
All right, so we're here live, interview with an MVP, and we're coming to you live today from the GridStore head office in Mountain View, California.
And I'm lucky enough to be joined by the CEO of GridStore, George Simons. And so, George, what are we here to talk about here today?
I think you wanted to talk about Flash.
Yeah. So I think a big topic that, you know, the viewers have been writing in with has been, you know, kind of what's the future of Flash in the data center? So I thought, you know, why not get on a plane and fly all the way down to California and come down and see you guys? So here I am, and we have some time to spend together. I'm lucky enough, George actually made time in his day to give us the interview.
For you, anytime.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's your vision of the of Flash in, you know, kind of the modern data center today? Because I think the game is really changing.
It's dramatically changed. I mean, right now, GridStore delivers an all-flash hyperconverged solution. We don't deliver a non-all-flash hyperconverged solution. We believe that if a customer can afford Flash, they want Flash. I haven't talked to anybody who said, no, I don't want it.
So the, if the performance was there and we could get it, you know, go for the biggest engine we possibly can. And so I've been lucky enough to actually work with some of your technology over the past couple months. And I have to tell you, I'm absolutely blown away by the ease of configuration and usability of the overall solution. It's great. You're doing a great job with your engineering teams.
Thank you very much.
All right. So a couple of the things that have come up in the industry is that for a lot of years, Flash has just been considered to be something for enterprise-only customers. That, you know, the traditional small and mid-sized corporations are not necessarily going to be able to afford Flash in their data center. Is this still true?
Not even close. That's what's amazing. I was at the Flash Memory Summit last week, and we did a panel on end-user solutions. I talked about one of our customers, the Yavapai Prescott Indian tribe.
Okay.
This is a tribe consisting of about 256 members.
Okay.
Not a large number. They do run a police department, a couple casinos, what else? Shopping mall. And so a single IT operation for this run by two people. But they badly needed all flash. And it was interesting as to why, right? They started with basically local storage and virtualization, and VM sprawl made it so they couldn't work with local storage anymore.
So that's amazing. So what was the density of the configuration? Because I think this is actually a published case study.
It is.
For you guys with GridStore, right?
Correct.
So I think you're fine. The case study will be somewhere over here.
Okay.
Maybe over here. I'll have it up there somewhere. I'll put a link up there.
Good.
Inside of the video for where the case study is. And their overall configuration to run all of that infrastructure, what was the footprint in their data center? Did they need like a rack of gear or two racks of gear? Like how much did they need to actually make all that work?
Originally, they had about a rack of gear.
Okay.
Okay. We've replaced it with three of our 2U units.
Wow.
So 6U now runs their operation. Not a ton of storage necessary, but critical that it runs really fast when they need it. And this is why spinning disk didn't work for them. It's also why hybrid didn't work for them, is they never warmed up the cache. So all flash got them the performance they needed when they needed it. And then it was just a matter of, was it affordable?
And so what did their typical deployment time, like how long did it actually take them to step into this new kind of concept of the all flash hyperconverged infrastructure? How, like, was that weeks to get that set up?
Or, no, you know, it was days to get them set up.
Wow.
And operational.
That's absolutely amazing. So with that being said, I've wondered, like, what was the decision from GridStore and kind of management to decide to really put all your eggs in this flash basket, right? Because really, right, that was a big jump for you guys when you did that, because you were very early stage in kind of this all-flash, hyper-converged world. What was kind of the deciding factor for you guys to jump in there?
There were two key factors. One is just the rapid change in both density, price, and reliability of flash. And the curve is very steep, and changes are happening, it seems like, weekly. We knew that we'd get to some very effective price points. And 3 months after we started releasing, new options already came on board. So we went from offering a 2U unit with 24 terabytes to a 2U unit with 93 terabytes in that time frame.
Well, hold on. You guys have 93 terabytes? What's the form factor for that?
So that's 2.5-inch drives, 3.84 terabytes per SSD.
Wow. And that all fits into one of the appliances like we can see in our...
Right up there.
In our background here.
Exactly.
That's incredible. So I think for me, having worked in the data center space for a long time, that's probably was one of the biggest detractions for looking at flash in the data center was the fact that I couldn't get the capacity that I needed. And, you know, and we had played around with some different technologies like deduping and things like that. And so your guys' solution you have with the 90-plus terabytes of raw space, mm-hmm. that's not deduped, is it? That's
no.
actual raw space.
And that's the way you have to look at flash,
yeah.
is raw space and usable space. But don't look at it from a dedupe because everybody's mileage varies in dedupe.
Yeah.
So look at performance characteristics and capacity characteristics without compression, without dedupe.
Another thing that kind of recently hit the news wires mm-hmm. recently was Intel just dropped some new technologies around their NAND flash and stuff like that, and they're saying that you can get like up to 1,000 times the performance over traditional solid state. So what does that mean for grid store and the future of these appliances and you know your business?
It's an interesting one. In the future, it's going to mean a lot. Today, not too much. And, you know, it's great to see these strides in performance because you look at our industry, we always seem to have the ability to eat up whatever performance is there, either the operating system, the application, new ways to share. I mean, it goes on and on. But today, most of our customers can't take advantage of everything we deliver.
That's true. That's true. So we have this big engine,
right?
And it's a matter that, you know, how are we going to piece this out and carve this out? And so my understanding is that GridStore takes a little bit of a different approach to how they carve out the storage with quality of service. Cool. And so you guys have built your own kind of patented quality of service engine around the storage, correct?
Absolutely. It's the reason I believe people will be bringing databases into a virtualized environment now, right? Didn't happen because you had to get the performance for that database and you couldn't do it in a shared environment reliably. With quality of service on a per virtual machine basis, we can now ensure that each virtual machine gets the IOPS it needs. And virtual machines that shouldn't, we can keep them quiet. So now you can control the environment on an application-by-application basis.
Yeah, and so a really, actually, somebody gave me a really good example of a use case for that quality of service. They're looking at doing some work with VDI in the medical field. And so there's various different applications for mm-hmm. VDI. For example, you could have a surgeon in an operating theater needing to review some cardiac information. It could be some radiology stuff mm-hmm. that's coming in, and they're going to need that right now. They're going to need the performance to deliver that on the spot. So what they're looking at doing is creating a custom tier mm-hmm. of quality of service around that. And then for, you know, the accounting workloads or things underneath, they're going to have a separate tier and another one for the contractors underneath.
Makes
but
sense.
Being able to kind of right size that quality of service is really important because otherwise we have what's kind of called the Wild West, so
exactly.
to speak, of, you know, of IO inside of your data center because
right.
now we have so much I/O that we can actually deliver to those individual VMs and workloads, we need to make sure that we actually dial it back a little bit. It's not a matter of can we give it enough,
right.
It's let's not give it too much.
Exactly.
So being able to dial that in and control, that's really important. And the other area that was also really important was for hosting providers. So hosting providers where they can actually guarantee a certain amount of I/O to their customers is also a really important piece as well.
Right. Get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And be able to guarantee you can deliver what somebody is paying for.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So the next one that I had was you guys had done some extensive research and price performance comparisons with other platforms that are out there today. And it's my understanding that that you've recently had a new white paper that's dropped and hit the market. And it's going to be somewhere up here right now. So I'll put a link up there somewhere.
Good.
Up there.
Actually, we worked with a independent firm called Value Prism.
Okay.
And
now, wasn't Value Prism the same organization that did the Dell CPS Microsoft reports?
They did.
So it's the exact same organization?
The exact same organization.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And they have a methodology well-defined to be able to compare dissimilar systems in a logical way.
Yep.
And to understand the relationship between the price and performance of one system to the others.
Awesome. Okay. And so basically what's happened is I actually got to see a quick pre-release of this. So that's the luxury of actually flying down to your head office. Hey. I get to be privy to some of this cool information. But it was kind of neat because inside of the report, what you're going to see when you read it is you're going to see GridStore's solution is now kind of slid right in there. And you can see it side by side with the other solutions that are out there today.
Correct. And you'll see dramatic differences between previous architectures, right? Converged systems, for example, and hyperconverged. And then you take that and the neat software you talked about that we have.
Yeah.
And that combination makes yesterday and today like yesterday and today.
Well, it's. I think once the viewers actually take a look at, what the price and performance and the value of all flash is delivering in their data center, I think you're crazy not to be evaluating this or to be looking at this at some point in time in the near future. Because personally, as a Hyper-V MVP and somebody that's working with this technology on a near daily basis, honestly, I believe that the future is going to see spinning disks die off in our data center.
It has to. I mean, just another customer example for you. We have one customer law firm, 3 racks of gear is what they had to run the law firm.
Well, and that would probably be pretty typical because they'd probably need a lot of disks chained together to create a high performance array and
stuff
like that. Yeah.
When we finished, it was 4 of our units, so 8 rack units.
Eight U
compared to 3 full racks.
So not even a quarter rack.
Exactly.
Maybe a quarter rack once you put a few switches and stuff in there. But so basically the density for people would be about yay high.
Exactly right.
And so that's pretty amazing. So you cut their entire data center down to something that you could take and squeeze into just, a quarter rack.
A small closet.
Yeah. that's pretty amazing.
Exactly.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about was an interesting thing that you and I had a discussion about earlier today, and it's been something that I've been tossing around as well, which is the failure ratio of solid-state drives today. And it's changing the game for desktops.
Yes.
It's changing the game for servers. I think it's changing the industry in general because the manufacturers that are building the flash and solid state technology, they're putting some pretty good warranties behind their solutions. Like it's not uncommon to see like 5-year plus warranties on the flash drives that are coming out today. And being a person that spends a lot of time in the data center, I have to tell you that one of the biggest pains is to take and get the alert from our monitoring system that disk 4 in array 5 is gone. Because I guarantee you, as soon as disk 4 starts to go, something's wrong with it.
Right.
And it's probably going to heat up. maybe the platter's misaligned or something bad's happening. We've had some environmental issue, some thermal issue where cooling or heat has affected the longevity of the drives. And they seem to just go so fast. So disc four goes, then disc six, and the whole thing starts to seem to cook itself.
Right.
And I've seen it time and time again. And the interesting piece for myself is that I've been putting solid state drives inside of my enterprise grade servers for probably about the better part of the last 3 to 4 years. So very early stage when the, 100 gig drives would come out or, the Fusion IO cards would come out. I don't actually remember having to replace a single one of those solid state drives. So my question for you is, you're selling these hyper-converged all-flash units. How many drives have you guys had returned so far?
I had to think when you asked that question earlier, and I'm pretty sure we have had one.
So one drive in the last year. The units that you've had in the last year that have been shipped out.
Correct.
And like, what's the industry saying about this? Like, are they? Is this the norm?
It is the norm.
Really?
I was at this Flash Memory Summit talking to one of the other vendors, major corporation. Their analysis if you look at it from a systems point of view, right, the entire system, they're looking at reliability, longevity of multiple decades right now based on experience.
Decades.
So it's not just a single SSD, but the system, the software, the management around it, you're going to get multiple decades out of these.
That's amazing. And when you think about it, that's actually probably a good reality because you're getting so much horsepower for the solutions that are being delivered today.
Right.
People are going to have to start reinventing, what they're doing in their data center. And another belief that I have is that we used to spend money buying lower end storage units for long-term storage and capacity and stuff like that. But I think as Flash is even catching up on those fronts, I think there's going to be a crossover at some point in time in the near future where even that's going to be a target for this because enable dedupe on that. And now I can start deduping that long-term storage. But so here's the challenge that I've run into, George.
Okay.
Having a large array of spinning disks, let's say that I had a shelf of 6 terabyte drives and it was giving me like 60 or 70 terabytes of space. That's a really novel concept. What I found from my experience is getting the data onto the units isn't a problem.
Right.
Pulling the data off is a problem because now I've got to extract 70 terabytes of data off of that unit. There physically isn't enough horsepower in I/O for it to actually feed you back the information at the speed that you want.
Right.
And so that becomes a huge bottleneck. So I've got this place where I've funneled all of my data in. And now what's happened is when it comes time, when the critical time when I go to pull this back, it's not going to work very well. Right. And you know where I've seen that? Is I've seen that with customers putting their backup environments, so their backups, their virtual infrastructure backups, on this slower kind of long-term storage,
thinking,
it's just going to sit there dormant and I don't really need to pull it back. But what happens on the day that, your CEO comes to you and says, that's a critical workload. I need that back right now. It's not acceptable to wait 9 hours for that restore to occur. And that's when you really get bit. So you've got all this data there and you don't really know.
Right. If it's the CEO, it's probably the Exchange server went down.
Probably his mailbox.
Exactly.
There's probably a really big deal that's hung up inside of there as well.
And when you have to go and recover a backup, that may be, forget about terabytes, a few, but, tens of terabytes. Yeah. It's going to take a long time.
Absolutely. So we're going to wrap up with kind of one final thing here.
Okay.
Is I wanted to congratulate you guys on your recent achievement inside of the Microsoft Cloud Fast Track program.
I know
that you guys have been working very hard on that for quite some time. I did actually check on the Microsoft website a few days ago. So your logo is up there and your solution's up there, which is fantastic. And that's a pretty short list of vendors that have been included in that list. So kind of what was your process to become part of that? Because it wasn't easy.
No, it's actually a tremendous amount of work that Microsoft has you do, both in terms of certifying and getting all the appropriate Windows certifications, in terms of filling out a set of detailed information about reference architectures, about your system, about how it works in many different configurations. It took a number of people, I'd say we were from start to finish, because start to finish was a long calendar time, but when you really got down to the hard work, there was probably 3 or 4 months of a lot of hard work to get that done.
Wow.
And it's well worth it. I mean, it is a certification that means something. It means something to customers. It means something to Microsoft and the Microsoft salespeople, right? They know that if something has been through the Fast Track program, it has really passed the test. It's well defined. You know what you can expect from it. And so it was well worth the effort to get it done.
Awesome. Well, you know what, George, I really respect your time and, you know, you taking the time to sit down with me today. I really appreciate it. You know, this has been some a great insight into kind of the future as to, you know, where the data center's going and flash. And, you know, I'm more than happy to fly out here again if you want me to come back and do some more work with you guys. So thank you very much. And I think we'll wrap it up.
Great. Well, you're always welcome to come back.
Awesome.
So appreciate the time.